should be happy. And we see also that all living beings, they want happiness. They don't want suffering. But though we want pure happiness, but we cannot attain pure happiness. Even that happiness we attain, it is full of miseries. So, we know that we are part and parcel of Supreme Lord Krishna. We have forgotten Him. Now we have come to this world. We have three forms: soul, pure Atma. After that, covering of mind. And after this, gross body. By the illusory Maya of Krishna, we are all thinking that I am body. And related to body, we think that this is mine. But it is our mistake. This body is the bag of his stool, urine, blood, and all these things. One day, it will be old, and whole world's all scientists and doctors, they cannot stop for a moment our oldness. One day we will have to go, and in the end, we'll have to give up this body. When soul comes out of this body, this body begins to be rotten. So, how a living being or human being can be happy? Because one day he will be old, and after some time he will have to give up his body. And we should also always remember that what we earn, money or anything, houses, money, dogs, animals, they are also, they will also die. They cannot make us happiness. They cannot give happiness. And when you give up this body, at the time of death, you'll have to keep all here in this world. Where to go? How to go? We don't know all these things. So, nityartideena vitteena durlabheena atma mrityuna kapasse
grihapta pasuvi grihapta pasuvi kapriti saditaschalai
kapriti saditaschalai. So they cannot make you happy. They will be in this world. So all in this world are really unhappy, suffering always. They want to remove these sufferings, but from beginning of this creation, so many intelligent persons in combined way, they used to think so many methods to be happy and to remove our sufferings, old days. But still now, nothing has been done. But our Indian sadhu,
Saintly person,
have invented this method, and it is told in Vedanta Upanishad, especially in Srimad Bhagavat and Gita. And that way is very simple, but alas, we are not going to follow that method. It don't require money, not any power, nothing, simply chanting of His holy name. The holy name of Supreme Lord Krishna is very powerful. His activities, His pastimes are really very powerful. If anyone will chant and hear the sweet pastimes of Krishna, Krishna bhakti will come and all the sufferings, all the unwanted things will at once go away, like magic. You cannot imagine. And you'll yourself realize, oh, now I'm happy. You should also remember that chanting of our name is very easy. You can chant it in day, in night, in evening, in morning, out of your house, in your house, even driving, even walking, loudly, louder, silently, in any way, without taking bath, after bath, taking your meal, by fasting, anyway. The names are, Krishna has given all His power, all His mercy, all His beauty, all His sweetness in the names. In a moment, Krishna can demolish whole universes. And in a second, again, He can create millions of universes. He is causeless, merciful. He has invested all His power, all His beauty, all things in these names. So names are more powerful than Krishna even. And He has so many names. according to his past times. But one thing, if you are chanting Krishna name, I am remembering his past, sweet past times. You will have to, you should not separate his Shakti power, Radhika. In Hare Krishna name, Hare is for Radhika, because he takes away the heart of Krishna and controls. Krishna is very beautiful, very
attractive,
very sweet. So he is Krishna. And second line, Hare Ram. Hare means Radhika, and Ram means Radharaman Krishna. So Radha and Krishna should be worshipped, should be chanted. So in this world there are so many names of Krishna, so many names. But in Vedas it has been told, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is Mahamantra. Very, very powerful. It can give easily Krishna and Krishna prem. And you see that if you are chanting and remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna, in a couple of days you will realize that all kinds of knowledge, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, all are coming in your heart, and detachment from worldly things also coming. If detachment from world, worldly things, worldly desires is not coming, and Krishna Tattva Jnana is not coming, then you should think, there is some loophole in your chanting and hearing. So, one pointed you should hear and chant Krishna. If you are in any business, no harm, you can do. Like in Srimad Bhagavat, it has been written that gopis, if they were cooking, and even then they used to do what?
Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti.
If he wants to make sleep their sons and daughters, they used to sing
Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti.
If they are
churning yogurt.
Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti.
So you can also, when you are business, when driving, whatever you are doing, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh, with so many melody.
Melody you can sing, even you can dance with chanting these names. This is the most easiest
method.
We see that our Muslim brothers, at the time of namaz, very big exercise they do.
Become tired.
So many times, 100 times sitting and
standing.
Standing and lying down. But here no need at all. Especially we want to sing with melody. By singing, your mind will be
fixed. 1.8.
And then by that you can serve Krishna. Krishna will come to hear your songs. When gopis were dancing and singing with Krishna, at once Krishna disappeared from Raj. And then gopis all were weeping and searching him. They saw that Krishna is not appearing before us. So, on the bank of Yamuna, they began to sing loudly. Jayate te dhikam janmana braja srayate indira svasvadatrai daita drisata dikshatabaka staidhita sabha kvam vichinnati. Very powerful mantra this. If you will weep and one pointed, you will call Krishna. Krishna is not very far away, he is in your heart, he will at once appear. And then actually you can be happy. There is no other
process.
Gaur Pramananda.
Hari Hari Hari.
How many minutes? 16-17 minutes.
About 17 minutes. No. Yeah, any message for all the devotees around the
world? Ashirvad diye din.
My blessings to all devotees, non-devoting, those who are hearing this message. They should be happy. Krishna should be
merciful to them.
Mercy, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Merciful to them. How are you?
Take it out.
What?
More.
Oh, that's Isha.
This is Anandini, your disciple Anandini.
Isha Prabhu? Hello?
This is your disciple, yes. Sharla.
Is it on? Radhanath Prabhu.
And he, Prabhu?
And this is Dandavad. Luigi. He is a friend of Sharla.
Okay.
And that, my friend?
Is it still on?
This is Bruce. Bruce is coming to see you for the first time. He is a friend of Govinda Dasi.
Oh. Okay, we can continue a little bit.
Long time devotee.
Lots of
Prashadam. Okay. Gurudev, all the devotees from the Bay Area, they are watching you. Yeah. Okay, here is Gurudev again. Here. Yeah, here is Gurudev again. They're all chanting. Radhanath. Sound is coming.
Huh.
Isha Prabhu.
getting in the picture.
He hasn't been in the picture yet.
No, he's missed.
Okay.
So you should also all.
Okay. Oh.
What name?
Sharla.
Is it on?
Are you chanting?
It's still on.
As I told.
Yes.
In this process.
Yes.
1.8.
You want to be in the camera also?
Yes.
I'm trying.
Still something more. Pure Naam should come. Then, so many symptoms will come.
What will come, Guruji?
Symptoms. So many symptoms. You'll be happy.
You chant the pure name.
Any question?
Guruji, what is the lesson Ekadasi? If you miss
If we don't follow Ekadasi by
mistake,
accident. By accident,
again begin.
Next
and
day.
Repent for that.
The next day.
No. On Ekadasi day, but you should repent for that and do. Sometimes there are two Ekadasi. If first is missed, then second day you can do. But sometimes only one day, at that day, if you are missing, then next Ekadasi.
Next day.
And your Vaishnava calendar, you can contact with devotees only once a fortnight. Vrindavan is available, he has Vaishnava calendar, you can ask him.
Was just in the picture. You can also have that kind of speak with Vrindavan.
Yes.
You want to sit there?
But one thing you should remember that if you will chant Krishna name, Krishna will take all your wealth, reputation, and everything, and he will make you street beggar. But even you are chanting, then as you like, he can give whole world's wealth, reputation, and everything. First he will take all your wealth, reputation, everything. But even you will chant, then if you like, he can give you all wealth and reputation. Even he can take you to Golok Vrindavan.
What is Dwarka?
Dwarka. Krishna was before in Vrindavan. And after that he went to Mathura.
And passing you well or not?
And in Mathura, the father-in-law of Kans invaded Mathura so many times. 16 or
17 times.
18
times.
So he changed his Mathura. To Dwarka he went in ocean and built a very big fort there within ocean, and that is called Dwarka. Second Mathura.
Mukunda Prabhu.
The police wala Washington. Now you can turn off.
Haribol. Hari Bol, myself Narayan Maharaj. My heartly blessings to you all. Very good. My blessing is for all. Krishna should be merciful to them. Very good. I like this. Very good.
Now turn around.
Oh, my blessing with you that you can preach.
I know. I'll close it. Yes. Okay, we're going to stop the program now. This is our host.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
What is Vrindavan? Oh, here he is. Without Tila.
Hare Krishna.
In a t-shirt. In shorts.
Now you can go and I...
Okay, we're going to stop the program now. See you next week. Welcome.
Ekadasi.
These are Ekadasi cookies.
What is Ekadasi?
Ekadasi cookies. Macaroons.
Okay, Mukunda Prabhu.